The artist book Forecast by Andrew Powell gave Andrew the intellectual space to play. It was an experiment with an open-minded approach. The images came from Andrew's walks in the bush. They were etchings of obliterated text from his head, and lots of times they were observations of the cars outside of his window. The notion of a pre-designed environment such as the artist book for Andrew was exceptionally difficult. The pages of this book ended up being not stitched, but bolted together between cloth and paper that resembled the mud-sodden terrain that he'd walked upon. The favourite page in this book for me is the page that says, "Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!" The Canberra Museum and Gallery had commissioned the artist book, The Evolutionary History of Edward Kelly in Primary Colours. Collaboration, coordination, much needed to be considered. I think it's best described in the poet's own words.
Artists have special hands. They seem tender and receptive the way they coax matter. I am a writer because I cannot make my hands sing in tune. I am restricted to two materials, the page and the print. All I can do is put words on paper. I've always been intent upon the placement of my poems on the page, seeing them as photographic images, snapshots. Placing the images of my poems next to Sidney Nolan's in The Evolutionary History of Edward Kelly in Primary Colours does not make me an artist in paint, but it does deliver up something else. There is a collaborative process, after all, between artist, printer and writer, between letterpress and handmade paper. Figures in a landscape, transient human emotions, ideas of the natural, chemical world, all stuck for 1 second in the camera's metal gate, embossed, embedded, made permanent in the paper's fabric, then lost in a field of eyes.